Good morning. Good morning. I brought a calendar with me this morning. Who knows what month it is? It's December. So if I look at my December calendar, there's this special day on December 25th. What does that say? Christmas Day, right? Carly, December 25, Christmas Day is coming up. Are you guys getting excited? Absolutely. So let me ask you this. Whose birthday is that? Jesus' birthday, right? Jesus the Savior. God said that he would send a Savior and he would take away the sins of the whole world. And who is that? That's Jesus, right? Just Jesus. Now, the reason I mention that is the gospel lesson I read a few moments ago. Some people were going out to see John the Baptist, and he had a lot of followers, and some people went out and said to him, "Are you the Savior?" And what did he say? If you say to John the Baptist, "Are you the Savior?" John said, "No," right? Who's the Savior? Just Jesus, right? Nobody else, just Jesus. So December 25th, Christmas Day, that's the day that we celebrate the birth of Christ. That's why it's called Christmas Day. And Jesus is the Savior, not John, right? So John was a great teacher, and he led some people to knowing God, but John isn't the Savior. Jesus is, am I right? So there's other great people in the Bible, like David. Was David the Savior? No, not David, just Jesus, right? How many Saviors are there? Just one Savior. He's the only one who's the Son of God, born at Bethlehem, who took away our sins and rose again on Easter morning. Nobody else, right? So that means not Matthew. He's not the Savior. Not Paul. Am I right? Not Abraham. There's many great people in the Bible. Not Sarah. We could say those are great folks in the Bible. They're God's people. Like, we are God's people. But how many Saviors? One Savior. What's his name? Jesus, just Jesus, not John, just Jesus is the Savior. All right, thanks for coming up, guys. You can go back to your spots.